No, I'm all right.
You know, the truth is, they all look like angels right now, but we all know they're not, right? And I can say that because I got four of them, right? But they shared the gospel in their way, and I feel remiss if I don't have the opportunity this morning to remind us of the good news, that we can rejoice in Jesus as Savior, that Jesus is love, that we know love through Christ, that we know the love of God, the love of Creator through Jesus, the Messiah. And so this morning, we started out by looking at John 3:16. If you want to turn there right now, you can. There's a Bible in front of you. But this is a very famous verse. I was reminded of in the 60s, 70s, maybe 70s, 80s, the rainbow man, the rainbow guy with the John 3:16 signs at every single ball game. This is an important verse. It talks about God's love. But we need to understand love's context. And so I want to remind us this morning of our need for Savior. John says, "For God so loved the world." He begins this verse with this idea of love, but he directs it towards the world. And if you've ever read the New Testament, God never speaks highly of the world. We all agree on that? I mean, the world is full of sinful people. The world is set on its own course, its own destination, apart from God. But yet, we are told, "For God so loved the world, with all of its problems, with all of its mess, with all of its sin, that he sent his Son, his only Son." Why? So that no one would what? Perish. So the inference is that we're all going a destination, that we're headed one way towards destruction. The other translation for perish is destruction. That we're bent on this course, but God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that so no one would perish, but what? Have eternal life. So the opposite is actually the truth as well. You and I aren't guaranteed eternal life. It's the fact that Christ stepped into history and provided a means by which we can be saved. And the verse, love, God sent, so all that's great. But then we move on to verse 17, and you know, it's okay, it's kind of neutral. God did not send his Son into the world that he would do what? Condemn that world. You guys understand what condemn means, right? Condemn means, right? God did not send his Son, Jesus, into the world that the world would be condemned, but that through the Son, the world would be what? Saved. So again, that you got to look at the other side. The inference is that we're all headed towards what? What's the nasty, ugly word in this verse? Condemnation. And yet, in God's infinite love, he steps into history to deliver us from that destination. See, we love talking about love. We like focusing on the good news. But the reality is that there's bad news also. The big headlines this week, the big tabloid stories was the couple from Flip Flop. So the big headlines this week in celebrity news was the couple from Flip Flop are getting a divorce. Okay, well, some of the stories coming out now are supposedly allegations that, you know, they've been living separately for like 8-9 months seeing other people. But meanwhile, reality television is telling us what? That they're happy, that they're good. I mean, the last season, you know, we've been watching it, didn't know anything was wrong. See, there's a difference between reality and truth. The Bible forces us to look at the reality of our situation, that apart from Christ, we're headed this direction, that our hearts, our desires are completely contrary to God's will, and we're just bent on doing what we want to do. And yet, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have what? Eternal life. He did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through belief in him, through the son, we would have life. And then here's the last verse, verse 18. No one wants to talk about verse 18, right? I don't even have it memorized, right? You guys look at it with me. But verse 18, in the context of John 3:16, tells us, whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. So here's the truth this morning before you leave. The Bible, unfortunately, you can disagree with it, wrong or right. Unfortunately, the Bible teaches that you and I already stand condemned. That verse 17, he did not send Jesus into the world to condemn it. Why? Because verse 18, we already stand condemned. Time and time again, we've shaken our fist at God and we've told him, we don't want to have anything to do with you. Time and time again, we've heard, we've known, we've seen evidence of him, and we just decided, no, I want to do it my way. I don't want to follow Creator. I want to be my own God and do my own thing. John 18 says, we already stand condemned. So what do we need? We need a Savior. And so Jesus, God's only Son, was sent out of the Father's great love for us. And Jesus came into this world, which we celebrate this week, but for a purpose. God sent his son for a purpose. Why? So that he would hang on a cross. So on that cross, he would take upon himself all the condemnation that you and I deserved, all the sinfulness, all the rebelliousness, all the hard-heartedness on Christ was dumped on the cross. God took his son and he gave him up. And upon Christ was sent, was poured out our condemnation. And that's how much God loves us. That he was willing to give up his own son, his cute little kid. And that's what we celebrate this morning, the love of God. The love of God. But we don't understand the love if we don't understand the sacrifice of that love. And so this morning, Jesus is our love. Demonstrated, God's love demonstrated in Christ, in the sending, in the act of love on the cross. And this is what we call grace, that we didn't deserve it. That there's no way we could have earned God's love because we are just little kids not listening, doing our own thing. But God loves us so much that he sent his son. If you have never heard that story, I want to encourage you this morning to recognize, to fess up that you're a sinner, that you're messed up, that everything that you have been living your life on, trying to do in order to make yourself better, to fix your problems, they ain't working. They don't. And like little kids putting on angel suits, we do the same. We walk around with these masks and we pretend that we're okay. But God knows better. If you've never put your faith in Jesus yet, I encourage you to take a step forward in faith this week, this season, and start looking at Savior, realizing your need for Savior, admitting your need for Savior, because I don't know about you, but I need a Savior. Do you? I need a Savior. I'm a mess at times. My kids need a Savior. My friends and family need a Savior. And here's the last thing I want to end on. When we put our faith in Jesus, we experience God's unconditional, eternal love. And moving forward, there's nothing that you and I can ever do to take away God's love for us. That's how full it is. That it was all accomplished on the cross. And there's nothing you and I can do from here on forward that can detract from God's love. But the opposite is also true. Stay with me. On the opposite side, Christians, believers, those of you who have already put your faith in Jesus, there's nothing that we can do to earn more of God's love. So So even as a believer, if you found yourself spinning wheels and trying to, you know, perform, stop. Rest in his grace. Rest in the gospel. Rest in the knowledge that Jesus paid the price and that the Father loves you. And there's nothing more that you could ever do to earn more of the Father's love. So stop trying. Jesus is our love. Do you believe that? Amen. Why don't you pray with me? Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you that in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of our rebellious hearts, in spite of our desires to just want to do our own thing, not even listen to you, that you love us, that you loved us enough to send your Son, that if we put our faith in him and him alone, we have life, we have forgiveness, we have relationship with you, Lord, but also that from here on forth, we have your love. And we don't have to earn it because it was paid for on the cross. Help us to celebrate this morning the love that you demonstrated for us, the love that you have for us, that you would be lifted up and glorified. And we pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.